Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our sister, Hispanic sister and brethren out there, numero uno. I have to say that because my ex-radio co-host was, you know, Hispanic. He's the other Dave Navarro, so that's why I got to say... shout out to, you know, the other Dave Navarro, or Xander Dames, excuse me. Go check out the Xander Effect. I think he does every week. Go check it out. Anyway, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Like I said, we are here today in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California at our LA Talk Radio studios. We love this place. It's got a great view. Not so much when it's raining, but it's cool right now. But we are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, and what the fuck else do I have us on? I don't know, a bunch of shit. Go listen to us. Check out our website. It's a work in progress, but it looks way better than the other one. I went with www.getrealglobalentertainment.com. I got tired of people going Get Real Global Ent. They thought it was enterprises, or they didn't know what the fuck it was. So I'm like, no, motherfuckers, it's entertainment. So now I'm making it better. It's going to be way better. I swear to God. Way fucking better. We are in the studio today, though. I'm minus my co-host, the amazing, wonderful James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse. And I don't just say that kind of stuff just because I'm married to him. Anyway, we're in the studio with somebody really important today. We have the Thrill Seekers in-house.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of these guys playing our show. What was it, back in March or February?
February, yeah.
And that was an amazing show. The lineup that night was just phenomenal.
Yeah, a good talent.
Yeah. I'd like to get you guys in some more locations, too, though. Like maybe downtown L.A. Let's try some, I don't know, other areas. Let's try other areas.
Yeah, ooh, get out of the valley.
Do you think you guys could fit at the Rainbow?
Yeah, we could.
You know, because it's there. Upstairs. You know how it is,
yeah,
up there. It's kind of
a few times.
I mean, you could spread out. I mean, yeah. You can. Like, it's just... As long as the dancers have enough room instead on their little little step things, whatever they do.
I think we could finagle it? Yeah, we could finagle it.
Okay, good. Because I've got some bands I could put you with. Good. Because I have some upcoming dates for August and September at the Rainbow.
Perfect timing.
Sign us up.
We're booked.
So we can get you on some shows
with that.
Up.
Yeah.
We'll put
some good
hard rock bands all together, like kind of like, you know. Yeah. Revolved around you guys.
Yeah, cool.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Cool.
So that's good. I like working with bands that are good and actually promote and do what the fuck they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know how many bands play my concerts and they don't even put anything out?
Yeah.
They don't even tell people that they're coming. Like, who the fuck's going to come see you? They're not there to see Get Real Global Entertainment. As much as I, Jenny, feel that I'm wonderful and all, whatever. I do not think I'm that wonderful to where everybody in the world is going to want to come see my concerts. Like, you know what I mean? I don't blow smoke up my own ass, you know, basically. We're not there to see, you know, nobody knows the person behind the curtain. You know what I mean? Like Live Nation, Nederlander Events, Golden Voice, that kind of shit. Nobody knows the man behind the curtain.
Right.
They're there to see the fucking bands.
Right.
They're there to see Aerosmith. They're there to see Disturbed. They're there to see Korn. They're there to see those bands.
Right.
And if the bands don't tell people
I know.
That they're playing. I mean, yeah, the promoter, the person booking it and all that shit can put it out there all they goddamn want.
You got to wonder.
But people are there to see you guys.
Yeah, what are they doing? I mean, it's like, what are they doing? How can, it's just like common sense, you know?
Yeah.
You need to promote your band.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I even offer bands, like, if they want, I can mail them some, obviously, you know, Rainbow Bar and Grill shows are free, but you know what I'm saying? But I can mail people tickets, you know what I mean, ahead of time if they want to. I don't do that whole, minimum requirement bullshit. If you sell 5 tickets, you sell 5 tickets. You sell 50, you sell 50. Whatever. I mean, it's no big deal to me. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
We make a split on the tickets that are sold. You know what I mean? And I make sure the band gets a good piece. And then just, you know, what I get is mostly to cover expenses. You know, sound guy, door person, you know, basic stuff. I don't charge a lot for my concerts.
Yeah.
Between $5 and $10. I try to keep it reasonable so people still have money left over to maybe drink. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because bar sales is a big part of it, too. So
That's
you have to understand
true.
If you charge too much at the door, you're cutting your own, you know, your own legs off.
Yeah.
You really got to be careful about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You do. Well, it sounds like you have a real generous attitude towards things, and bands like the Thrill Seekers, and I'm sure other bands really appreciate that.
You know? Well, so, I mean, I'm here to support you guys. I'm here to help you grow, give you exposure. At the same time, you know, obviously it gives me exposure, you know what I mean, as a booking agent, a promoter, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here to help you guys. I don't never make no goddamn money off my concerts. What the fuck you mean? I don't make shit off my shows usually. I mean, someday that could come. Someday I could have big concerts where I make a bunch of money. I mean, that's down the line. But right now, I mean, I'm just not really a huge concern for me.
Yeah.
As long as I can cover the door person, the sound guy, the basic expenses, make sure the band gets something in their pockets, at least cover some gas money,
exactly.
Something.
I mean, these things usually
cost
us a fortune.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, we lose thousands of
dollars
doing
that. That's what I'm saying. Band practices you got to do. You got
Craig's coming all the way from San Diego. So that's
like
an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, I live in San Diego.
Yes! Yes!
Sonia has showed up.
No, bitch. Get over here. I want a hug first. Don't even sit your beautiful ass down until I get a hug.
Hey, yo.
What's up, brother?
I missed you so much.
I missed you, too. Look,
come here. This is Sonia Harley. Yes, we are. This is Sonia Harley. If you remember her from 2 of my past episodes... This woman is amazing.
I got the chills over here. Seriously, when she walks in, I get the chills. You know, she's
love you.
And is it Jeroni? Jeroni? Did I get it right?
I keep
wanting to call you Jabroni. I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No, I know Jeroni the real.
He rhymes.
Jeroni the real. Look, it's Jeroni the real. Hell yeah. Yeah, can you fix the? Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
It's Sonia.
All right. Sonia in the house.
Oh, can you pull her mic over? Thank you. Ronan, you're the best. I don't know what I'd do without you. I swear.
Right.
My husband would be useless in these situations, so I'm glad I have Ronan to help me. I love JJ as much as I do, but
he is
not good when it comes to technology and shit.
I gotta show him
how to use the phone.
The hilarious thing about artists is that we always know that the cord goes on the left ear.
Right?
Take a look, see?
Right?
You know, we always know that.
Oh, my God.
Like studio sessions and stuff.
Oh, my God, I did the same thing.
You did.
Am I part of the group?
You're part of the group.
Yay! Hey. I'm part of the club.
You're
going to
join their backups.
I'm an artist and stuff.
Yeah.
I actually do sing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I bet.
I want to put together a metal band.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that would be right.
Something. Or like hard rock.
Yeah.
Do like covers of like... Molly Hatchet.
Yeah.
You know, like the really good shit. Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Oh, the great.
Some Zeppelin.
Great.
You know, some good, some
classic
really good,
rock, right.
Like harder classic rock type shit.
That's really good.
Foreigner,
that's
Bad
locked.
Company.
Those are locked in, like really good vocal type shit.
I mean, maybe someday I'll write my own lyrics and shit. I think I wrote, I got lyrics came in my head and they were really badass too. So I wrote them down somewhere in one of my notebooks. But, like, someday I'll get original. But for right now, I wouldn't mind doing covers. like my own versions of covers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the best way to do it, actually, though. Why don't you do it the way they did it? Learn it the way they
did
it.
No, of course. Sure. Well, but the words and the, maybe the basic chords and like the basic, you know, gist of it. But yeah, you got to make it your own.
You got to put your own twist.
You have to.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're then you're just.
Better than
then you're just. No, God, no. I would be an asshole to think I could. I mean, come on. It's Led Zeppelin, Molly Hatchet. Man, no, you can't. It's hard to. It's hard to attain that greatness. You know what I mean? Like
Zappa.
That shit only That shit only comes around once, man. That genius, that brilliance, that beautifulness only comes around fucking once.
Yeah. Right.
There's only one of me, one of you, one of you, one of you, and one of him. So what I'm saying? There's only one of each of us. And we carry our own strengths, our own stuff.
That's so true, especially in the arts. And it's funny, like when people say, "Oh, this person's the next that," or they're trying to
Don't compare me to that person.
Next, you know,
I wouldn't want to be the next Robert Plant. I fucking love that man.
Right.
I recently just wrote his people to get an interview with him. I just grew a set of balls and said, "Fuck it."
I met him once at the joint. Way back.
I would love to. I would love to meet that man.
He's my guy to talk to.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I've heard he is.
It's to definitely be respectful and pay homage to.
Always.
People that have like sort of led the path.
Yeah.
Of where we are.
They inspired us.
Music is an ever continuing journey of discovery, and if you don't allow yourself to be in that space to discover, then you'll be stuck and you're never really going to grow.
Right.
So you got to feed yourself. Like you got to water your own plant.
And everybody tries to peg you as an airhead. I keep telling everybody, she's a smart motherfucking woman. You don't even know.
I'm a businesswoman. Dude,
you
I
come
got
from,
a lot of projects
you
I'm
come from,
with,
and
so.
Shout out, you come from Dr. Frankie. Another incredibly intelligent woman.
She has a
mother
always,
and daughter.
I love her bits of spiritual wisdom that she, you know, posts throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Very uplifting. I love it. I go to Instagram. I look at her page constantly.
You know what's so funny?
Oh, when you guys got engaged, that was so adorable.
Oh,
where's the damn ring? Where's that goddamn ring?
It's right here, baby.
See?
Nice. Right.
See, look at that.
Hey, we got an engagement party.
Jerone put a ring on it.
Oh, yes, he did.
He's about to put another ring on it.
Smart guy.
Intelligent man. Yeah, you want
to
jump on that success
plate,
train.
Right?
Damn,
yeah.
Skippy.
We got an engagement party coming up. Ooh, I'm excited.
I have a car now.
Do you really?
I could actually
go. Thrill Seekers really rocks. You know what I mean?
They are. They're really amazing.
When Davey called me and said, hey, you know, Chris recommended you. Chris Collier.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
Recommended you to do some vocals and stuff. Would you like to try that out? I'm like, yeah, let me check out the project a little bit. You know, we talked and stuff and hopped on it. And here we are like a few years later. And it's like, I like to do stuff with people that really value music and love music.
Yes.
The energy and attitude. It's not about like who you are.
No.
It's
and you can tell they love their music.
Love the music.
You can tell they do.
Yeah.
When they're on stage, it's like magic. Like fills the room. Like I really was like really feeling it. I was dancing. I was having a good time.
Isn't that funny? She just said the title of her CD.
Just like magic.
That's why
I think subconsciously somewhere I channeled that or some shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because I downloaded all the songs early and I sent them to my guy and then it just kind of.
I love it.
It seeped through.
And it is magic. You know what's so funny?
It seeped through the marijuana.
People peg me as an airhead. People peg me as an airhead. I love that. Let me address that. It's probably because everything that they say, I don't pay attention to it.
No, but you shouldn't.
I don't need to. I don't give energy to things that aren't worth.
Exactly.
Like,
so people used to assume that because I'm blonde and wear a 40 double D that I must be a dumb bitch. Like I must be some airhead. Like, oh my God. Bitch, I got 8 years of college and a 176 IQ, motherfucker.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah.
Damn,
people
Skippy.
Are like, you're not blonde, Sonia, but you are blonde. That's wrong.
No, I had
blondes are not like.
One of
like
my roommates
ditzy.
Did that last night. They said, oh, you know, because we were watching a movie and it had a blonde chicken in it. And he was like, oh, you know, like, oh,
that's
blonde.
Jenny.
Oh, but no, because he doesn't know I'm blonde.
Oh, okay,
he only met me with
like
the,
okay,
with the brown or red hair. He don't know me
got
at
it.
All like that. So he's just a roommate, you know. But he comes out, we were all watching a movie together, a bunch of us. And he says, you know how those blondes are. They're all airheads. They're all, you know, like they all have a low IQ and da 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 da. And I said, I want to question that. I want to debate that right now. I said, because I'm actually a blonde.
Was he like, oh, no.
And he thought at first I was just fucking with him because I have that dry, weird British sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
where I like, you know, I fuck with people
yeah.
And then I act all serious. And then I'm like, ah, I'm just fucking with you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's like an Adam Sandler thing that he does. So like, I go and he says, I said, no, I'm being serious. I said, baby, I looked, JJ sitting next to me. I'm like, what color's my real hair color? He goes, yeah, she's blonde. And he goes, oh shit, I'm so sorry. I said, dude, you've talked to me how many times? Do I come across as an airhead? No. I said, I have 8 years of college, still no goddamn degree because I can't fucking stick with a major. But I have, I wanted to be in the arts now, though. I know. I want entertainment management is what I, hey, I know. Finally, everything led me to here.
There you go. You know why? Entertainment management. Your journey went ahead and spoke to you.
See, I manage already people, like 12 goddamn people, artists and bands.
It'll
I figured, fuck it.
I'm just, if it's meant for you, it's going to fall in your
And
lap.
I own an entertainment.
Like, hear this, hear
yes,
this.
Yes. And yeah. I own an entertainment company.
Wisdom here.
With radio shows and TV and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I got a TV show now. I need to do an interview with you.
Word.
And you guys. We can do TV too. All right. So we're here to talk about the Thrill Seekers and all their amazingness and what's been going on with you guys. I know you got some upcoming concerts. Where are you going to be playing coming up so people will know?
Yeah, we haven't done anything since late April. We did a show at the Viper Room.
Ooh, nice. Viper's rocking.
Westbound.
Oh, nice.
Frontiers.
Act. I heard.
Chaz West, good friend of mine.
They invited me to that as well as you did.
Yeah.
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 I thought that was pretty cool.
And so anyways, we haven't played. We took a little break. Got another drummer in the situation. So right now we're getting ready to play July 20th. At Petey's place.
Nice.
9:30.
Petey! Yeah. Petey. We love Petey. Yeah.
She's
so awesome. Shout out to Petey.
Hey, Petey.
We love you. That woman's badass. Yeah. That's
cool.
A tall little Russian bomb right there.
Know,
she's a short little woman.
Short little woman.
She packs
powerful.
A punch.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Badass businesswoman.
And she's blonde.
She is too, and she's very
just
smart.
Saying, you know,
her and I were just on the phone the other day, man.
I just
booked two more dates for fucking October.
Yeah, so we got that show, and I want to plug another show. We just got August 3rd at Universal Bar.
Nice. I love that little venue.
Yeah.
That was my first show ever, my first concert ever.
Yeah,
I did.
Hey,
UBG.
I remember that.
Yeah, they just fixed up the PA system, so it should be exciting.
They did.
How does it sound?
A million times better soundboard.
Awesome.
Way better PA system. Everything's better. Everything's hooked up better. They have a new stage. Like, it's the old stage, but they redid it.
Right.
They redid all the carpeting and stuff. No, it's the same. It's the same. I mean, I know we can hope. No, but it's the same size.
Yeah,
but they redid the whole thing, recarpeted it. It looks way better. They fixed it all up. They put a new curtain in the back. Very, very nice. Way better.
Cool.
I think it looks way better.
I can't wait to see it.
They've done a lot of improvements. They really have.
Yeah, the curtain's got to hide the glass because glass does not work well with sound. You know.
No.
To get rid of that mirror because it was making the sound go wacko on the drum.
No, you're right about that. You have to, I like the mural better.
Yeah.
Now she got that mural up there. That's badass.
I used to do a lot of shows. We'll like put on some stuff with my friend, with Paul, who actually is doing stuff at Petey's Space now.
Sweet.
Got him hooked up with at Universal City.
Yeah.
You know, what's the name of the place again? Howl at the Moon. Yeah, that's right.
With
the manager there, Lee. So I set up some stuff with Paul like a while back, and we were doing like some, you know, like late night sort of come and hang and play type stuff, and it's really
cool. Like a jam.
And the sound managed to kind of stay in. Sound is still a little bit different when there's glass involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm glad Universal like stepped their game up. That's great.
Yeah, I know it's very nice.
They needed to step it up.
They really did.
I mean, it was time.
Yeah, but it took them. It took them several months to really like get their heads out of their asses, though. Like they took over January 1st, but it took them a little while.
They're
doing it. They're really trying. They won't let us do punk, thrash, or heavy metal anymore.
Why not?
Because they don't want it there. It's
we don't want the
and no rap and thrashed, no man. No rap and hip hop either.
No rap and hip hop.
No.
I'm sorry. Let's take
so
one.
They only
let's
do take, like cover hit. Bands, classic rock, hard rock,
are
like that kind
me?
Of stuff. That's
so
it.
You mean to tell me like that
they're stifling my creativity?
The genre of music right now that is like honestly bringing in the most money.
Metal is huge.
It's like
punk rock is becoming big too. Oh, rap and hip hop are huge.
Is yeah. number one bringing like the most money.
But so sometimes some of the crowds get a little. Sometimes it depends. I mean, what area you are, you're right, you know.
But that's bringing the most money.
So, you're right.
So like, I mean,
they're older.
If they're
thinking
from a lucrative perspective, and they really want to bring some money into their bar. Obviously, they love it enough to leave the money out because that would be a big draw.
Yeah,
because
they're I'd have to say they're in their 50s. They're older than me. I mean, and I mean, I'm 46. So, and that, I think they're a little older than the husband. Even he's 51. So, they're gonna be in their 50s, mid to late 50s, maybe early 60s ish. But I say mid to late 50s, and they they're just very particular in their taste.
Is gonna come and they're gonna be happy.
No, they're gonna be badass with these guys because this is the perfect. You're the perfect genre that they want. Like I, my band, Black Sabbath that I manage, they book there quite often. You know what I mean? Bands are okay. Like they're okay with that. I brought in a great draw back in April. We had a April 13th. We had a big turnout. We had a lot of, it was all like, kind of like, what do I want to say? Like, what's that band? Jane's Addiction kind of you know, cover. It was like Tool. We had a Tool cover band, you know, stuff like that. Nothing too like over the top that's going to cause people to like go crazy or something. You know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, scare people. I'm just kidding. but UBG was always known for punk and metal and and rap and hip hop actually too. And so them taking away all these different genres that could make them a lot of money is, you know, in the long run, it might hurt them. Maybe it won't. Who knows?
Well, all I know is that if that's what they want and they're sticking to it,
hey,
and it's not hurting them. Good
they own
them.
The damn bar. Exactly. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Let them do what they want.
But I'm going to own a bar someday.
And we'll play there.
And I want I want several floors. I want like five fucking floors. The basement's going to be like hardcore, like thrash metal, like hardcore, like bounce off the wall shit. And I'm going to put the pad. I'm going to pad the walls like it's an insane asylum. And then I'm going to do each floor, the bottom floor, the first floor when you walk in, it's going to be a diner. Give me like a restaurant. Yeah. And then you're going to go up. Each floor is going to be a different style of music.
I'm rocking with the dream.
And we're going to totally like make each floor look like that genre.
I hear you. I know.
Feel.
We've all got our dream venues we would build, right?
Yes. No, but someday I'm going to have it.
Century
I've seen
Club
it.
Is kind of structured that way.
I believe you will. You know, I know you will.
See it.
Well,
I accomplish.
It can happen.
I accomplish everything I fucking say I'm gonna, don't I?
Yeah.
Jenny, you build it.
Skipping.
They will come.
Yeah, I can see you
as long
doing
as it's not
it.
On the walls.
Or they will walk.
I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. Very bad.
I can see.
I said as long as it's not on the walls. Get it?
I can see this happening though. I can see this.
Yes. Well, we got to I want something for the bands. I want something that's going to really like everybody's going to be happy and cuz they get to go all these different floors of fucking music and shit.
Heck,
here we go. We got a caller.
Oh.
You are on the air with Jenny and the Thrill Seekers. Who we got on the air?
Hello? Oh, this is the Grace in your face.
Grace.
What's happening? I just saw
you the
other day.
Grace in your motherfucking face.
Hello, Grace. I love it. I like how she said that.
Grace in your motherfucking face.
She is a true thrill seeker.
Yeah,
she's
we love Grace.
I'm so happy that we're on, you know, internet radio.
Thank you for calling, Grace. How are you today, sweetie?
Yeah, you know,
you can say hell.
Someone
or
whatever the hell. Call in. I couldn't turn down the money. Somebody paid me a call.
Craig, did you pay her?
You weren't supposed to tell them that part. God, that was like
I give you $20 in gas money.
So
that was half
question.
My paycheck.
Okay, she's got a question.
What inspired you to call them the band the Thrill Seekers?
That's a good question.
I love it.
Good question.
Actually, I'll tell a little story. I've had the name around since like 2007. It would start out as a trio. There's me and a drummer, my friend Brian, a bass player. But, you know, I was singing. It was just, I was getting called in to do other projects. So I kind of put it on the shelf, so to speak, you know. And it was just kind of like when I think it was about 2012, 13, I was doing a project from one of my old singers from way back in the 90s. And I met Craig. We were doing a jam or something. And then just kind of like I thought, oh, I want to kind of do maybe like a studio thing with him, you know. And then it just turned into a band. And I thought, I was playing with a few names, but I brought Thrill Seekers fits us, you know? It's kind of like the Thrill Seeking Rock and Rollers.
I like that. It's like a great name.
It's in the face. You don't have to explain to somebody what it means, you know?
Right.
And we're Thrill Seekers, and we like to spread thrills and give everybody the chills. And
I love it. I love it.
And what's another story about Craig, what he's good at doing, you know, when we play live, like even at PD's, we pass out CDs, and, you know, he's always a Thrill Seekers. It's like personal, you know, the fans are personal to us.
That's good. You need to interact with the fans.
Yeah, so that we want even more. So.
That's what brings them back.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great fans. I mean, everybody that comes to the shows are, you know, just great people.
They are.
And you interact with the crowd, which is wonderful. Yeah. It would be nice if more bands did that.
I cannot be a part of a situation that does not do that.
Right?
What's the point?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, build your own studio in the middle of the woods, make music for yourself, and chill.
Yeah. Right. And nobody else can hear it. Nobody else needs to hear it because it's all for you.
It's all for you. Yeah.
Selfish bastards.
That's about sharing good music. That's what
selfish
I grew up on.
Selfish bastards. You know.
Yeah.
Selfish. Yeah. So blame it on Craig.
Yeah. It's all Craig's fault.
Craig.
Blame it on Craig.
Yes.
Damn Craig.
Blame for many things. Guilty.
Damn you, Craig.
Hey, so when's your next gig?
Oh, yeah, I was mentioning it to Jenny, July 20th at Petey's Place.
Petey's Place. Petey's
Place.
So we're playing with the band Angelus, and then Rocky City.
Yes, Angelus.
Fortunately, my friend Tommy had to bow out of the show.
Oh,
so
Tommy.
He's not going to be from Rocky City Angelus. So,
I love them.
I guess another band's going to fill in. And then we're doing Universal Bar and Grill August 3rd.
Yes.
And then we may do these, or we will do these rainbow gigs around
August, September.
Yeah, I'm
going to get them on some rainbow. Yeah, going to get them on a rainbow gig and then, some other
ones. I love
ones.
Hollyweird.
And then, Davey, weren't we working on something in December? I know it's a ways off,
I just booked a show. It's kind of out past Christmas. Or
we still talk about
Christmas.
It. It's great.
Okay. December 27th, I just booked with Faster Pussycat.
Yes!
Yeah.
Which venue? Whiskey?
Wow. Whiskey.
Yes, I knew you were going to say the Whiskey. Yeah. Faster Pussycat always plays the Whiskey.
Yeah. So it's going to be a
fucking
fun way
love
to...
Faster Pussycat.
Yeah, well, we just last played in March with Enough's Enough there.
Rose, your name. I found your name on the bathroom wall.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really fun song. So
I fucking love that song.
It's going to be a fun way to kind of finish the year.
See you guys. You guys, thank you for answering my question. And, I'll be seeking a thrill for you guys.
Love you, Grace.
Love
thank
you, Grace.
Thank you,
love
Grace,
you.
In your face for calling.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Hell yeah, that was Grace. Ow. We love it. Let's play a song.
Yeah.
What do we want to play?
Let's do it.
What do we want to play? I got all like 13 or something songs here. I got Wicked Heart, Running Back to You, Look of Lust, Wasted, The Tide, I Wish You Would. Just Like Magic, Riding the Last Train.
Why do you do Look at Lust? It's kind of got some energy.
I like that song,
break,
too.
Break it in. Yeah, it's got a like little blues harmonica.
Hell yeah.
Blues.
All right, let's play a little Look of Lust by the Thrill Seekers on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah, baby.
She's got the look of lust.
Me and the boys wanna take a shot. All the girls are looking so hot.
She's got the look.
Here's another goodie, I Wish You Would by the Thrill Seekers.
Be mine.
she would be mine. I wish she would be mine. I wish she would be
That was I Wish You Would. Hell yeah. And then before that, it was Look of Lust by the Thrill Seekers in studio with us right now. And their amazing backup, their vocalist. What would you call you? Are you like a...
Not really just backup. I just sing.
You're a vocalist? You're
yeah,
harmony?
A vocalist, like a,
you're saying like harmony?
No,
harmony,
she's just, a full-on singer in the band. Yeah,
which is awesome. I mean, like, I didn't know, like, if you, you know, if they have titles.
No, that's a good question.
But you know,
I mean, there are some people that are.
Well, you know how like there's the
like,
singer, there's the guitarist, there's the bassist. Like, what do you call that? Like,
yeah, she covers like, a lot of bases. Let me.
She
tell
does.
You.
That's what I'm saying.
She's
like,
from
holy
backups
crap.
To leads to here to there.
Yeah, that's what
know?
I'm saying. Like, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good
fun.
Opportunity for
we
you.
Couldn't do it without her.
She's yeah. badass. I thought she fit very well with you. I wasn't even expecting you that night. When they played my show, and I didn't know you were part of that, and
I
was like,
surprised,
all of a sudden I looked up and I was like, baby, I nudged him. I went, baby, is that who I think it is? And he goes, wait a minute, I don't know. Who do you think it is? I said, Sonya Harley. He goes, oh my God, it is. Whoa. I said, look, it's Jeroni too. Holy crap.
Yeah, I have a few bands. There's a few bands, like I said earlier, that like have a place in my heart that I will definitely like. Hang out and do some music with, and
right.
Thrill Seekers is definitely one of them. They love music so much, and you know, because I do a whole lot of stuff with like a lot of different people, but
right.
I'm really selective, and
these
I love these guys.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
We love having you. I mean, we're trying to bring the fun back to rock and roll.
You
know,
need to.
Thank
like,
you.
You need to, because
so
many people take it too damn serious.
Exactly. Yeah.
We need the
it.
70s back, 60s, yeah, 70s, yeah. 80s, 90s, like earlier
exactly.
shit. Like, everybody's just like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. They're just feeling it. I think everybody was just really high on drugs and alcohol, but it's okay. It's okay. It brings out your creativity.
Yeah. Now
I'm high right now. Marijuana is my friend. Anyway, so you guys been a band for since what, 2013? Pretty
well,
much, kind of officially.
Well, I started out. I had all these songs, you know, I've been writing for years, and then you know, a couple of ideas from the past, and so I started to track them, you know, in my little house studio and stuff like that, and so. You know, when I met Craig, I just had him come up because originally I, you know, because most of the lyrics I kind of had written or pre, you know, somewhat written. So I just tracked my vocal and gave it to him. And then I worked on moving the songs to his voice to fit better, you know. It was kind of like it just worked, you know. It was like
right.
we spent like, what was it, 4 months almost at my house.
Wow.
And then we had the good basic tracks on it. And then, you know, because I'm a big fan of keyboards, and I had some
friends oh, yeah.
that contributed
love that
to
stuff.
Yeah, one of them let's see, Claudio, and then who else, Michael T. Ross from Lita Ford, and then Dizzy Reed. I ran into him at a
oh,
band
Dizzy.
Show. He played on the ballad Two of a Kind,
Guns
so,
and Roses.
Yeah, so
a lot of cool people.
And my favorite is David Schultz.
Yeah,
David
great.
Schultz from Berlin, and
oh,
he,
I love
he
Berlin.
Played on 3 songs. He's just
God. I love
nailed.
Berlin. That's some badass shit right there.
Yeah,
so,
good music.
So, yeah, anyways, we just kept tracking. And then I was listening because I produced this myself. And I was just kind of thinking, wow, it's missing something. And I'm a big fan of the Stones. And I just
oh, yeah.
love their choruses with the backup vocals. And I kept
yeah.
hearing her voice. I kept seeing it running into you at Lucky Strike or something. I go,
oh, yeah.
She would
oh,
just
yeah.
nail these songs. And then I approached
still trying
her.
To get a show there, damn it.
I approached her with a couple songs. I think I Wish You Wouldn't. Last Train was the first one. I was like, ah, she's got to sing that. And
she's got an
worked.
Amazing voice.
Yeah, brought her down to the studio.
That's an amazing voice.
And here we are, like
yeah.
a year and a half later, 2 years
yeah.
later.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
yeah.
Good stuff.
Just making the people smile. You
that's,
know what
that's
I mean?
That's what
it's about. Like
a lot of people have forgotten how to smile.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice like when you go like okay, I'm just saying like in the sense of like I go to a metal show, right? I want to thrash out. I want to like rock. I want to headbang. I get my arm into it. Everything. I go whole. I'm from the East Coast. We're very passionate about our music, and yeah. we get into it. We get our whole bodies like thrust into it. We're just like, we go.
I love these. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But a lot of people, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to talk. I love California. Trust and believe. I love California. I love Los Angeles, and I'm not trying to talk shit, but I'm going to talk shit right now because it wouldn't be Jenny's real talk if I fucking didn't. You motherfuckers need to stop goddamn standing there like a log and just going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Dude, move. Have Fuck, fun. Man. I know you've seen everything and done everything because it's goddamn Los Angeles. But really, motherfuckers, do something. Yeah. Move. Get into it.
Yeah. Have some fun.
I hear
have
you,
some
you know,
fun.
So that, yeah. That's one of the reasons I play in a couple bands down in Tijuana. And like the fans. Tijuana. Yeah. And the fans down there.
They're very passionate.
Yes.
They get into their music. Hispanics get into their fucking music.
Yeah,
great. I love it.
Love it too. Do. Yeah, great crowds down there, and they're into it, and they're enthusiastic about it. Yeah, I love it. I
think it's
down
too
there.
Many goddamn white people. I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass.
Yeah.
Some of these younger white people, especially. I'm just kidding. They're too Trump-like. No, I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass. No, it's just they just don't. Like, they're not getting into the music anymore. Like, what's wrong with people? Like, where did the passion go? Where did, you know, I mean, I know it's LA, but like, if I did these same shows back home, yeah. Oh my God, we would have way more people at the bar. We'd have like, it'd be bigger turnouts. It'd be like, because live music is hard to get over there. It really is. I want to do an East Coast tour, like up Maine and New Hampshire, Vermont, fucking Connecticut, Massachusetts shit, like New England. Yeah. I want to get some shit going.
You know what
going.
I miss about the 80s? Of creativity. I mean, jam-like are all fun, but I mean, it's all about, for me, I mean, I'm a songwriter. Maybe,
because
I take it so serious.
Right, yeah. But you do a great job. The songs are amazing.
I play covers. It's like a letdown. It's like, I play this stuff, and it's like, everyone enjoys it, and that's enough for me, you know?
Yeah.
I keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, because it sounds great, and you guys put on a great stage performance.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've never seen these guys play, you need to go see them play. Yeah. You really do. It's really a full immersive experience.
And we have our shows on our YouTube videos. Or on.
Oh, yes. Tell people where they can find you.
Oh, yeah. Go to thethrillseekersband.com right now, and you can go see all of our shows. It's our main fan site. And then we've got some sites on Facebook. The Thrill Seekers music page.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's our main one.
Yeah, that one. And then you have the Thrill Seekers music.
Yep.
As a group, an actual group that you can belong to.
Yeah.
Find out about all their upcoming concerts, stuff going on, you know, merch, stuff like that. Can people buy merch? Do you guys have merch?
Oh, we're in the
process of designing it?
Yeah, right now. Okay. I'm selling the CD right now on Bandcamp right now.
Right.
But it's on all.
We need to do some t-shirts.
It's on iTunes. You know? CDBaby.com.
We need some t-shirts.
We've got some basic stuff.
Yeah, we should get some like shit. That. Yeah,
we've got trucker caps and
fuck yeah.
Like basic.
Who doesn't like a trucker cap?
Yeah. We got some really cool trucker caps and some t-shirts. But
the shirts are getting.
Davey was getting to was, you know, we've got some really special shirts coming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, with some really special artwork.
And where can people get your
like
merch?
That.
Where can people get your merch?
Right now, we're trying to put the site together, but you know, we'll announce it on the Thrill Seekers Band.
I have a store that I'm building on my website. If you guys will ever want to include your stuff, the link, all the money links will go right back to you.
Word.
That way you can, it'll be another revenue way for you to make some more money.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we can just showcase it on there and you'd be like, oh, hey, and it's all money goes to you guys.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, you guys are the ones that make the damn t-shirts. You're the ones buying them. You're the ones doing this shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just here to help. Yeah. That's all I do.
Music
is help.
Ministry for the soul.
Fuck
That's
yes.
That's what I always say.
I've
and it's like people stand still. I think that the way that we are, like, the societal like state that we're in, right? It's like everybody's always looking for some validation for someone, from someone or something. You got to wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, and know that you're going to live your best day. And let the music move you and let it get in your soul and your
Amen.
Spirit and like have fun. So like don't be worried and concerned about what anybody else thinks. Like if you love a certain type of music, then you're there. You paid money to see it. Get the fuck into it.
Yes.
Have fun.
I go hard.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Get into it, have fun, and enjoy your ride. Because
Amen.
Thrill Seekers, take you for a ride.
Well, right. Now let's intro this song that you want to do acoustic. What's the name of the song? A little background about it. What's the meaning of it? That kind of thing.
Okay, this song is called "Riding the Last Train." It's basically a song I pulled back from way back from my past and redid it. Did it right with Sonia singing backups and
nice.
Craig, you know, it was one of our first songs we tried recording, I think.
Yeah, this was pretty much one of the first ones. Working on these songs with Davey was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, the lyrics and just all the different songs. I mean, they're really fun songs, and they're open to, you know, playing around with the phrasing and stuff like that. So they're fun songs to play, too.
Yeah, they are. Really cool is that Davey knows. You know what you want. That's really cool for me. Going in the studio with someone that knows what they want.
Which is great.
They'll have you trying a million things, and you're like, okay, well.
I hate wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, just do it.
He knows what he's looking for. And
which is good. He's a professional musician. He's good at what he does. He really is.
Tell me that.
Do you write most of the songs?
Yeah. I mean,
for the most part?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Me and Craig are working on some new stuff right now.
You have collaboration. Like,
I already have enough material for my second CD.
Frig, yeah, go. That's awesome. So this is Riding the Last Train?
Yeah.
All right, get ready
Riding
to enjoy
the last
this.
Train.
Hell yeah, Riding the Last Train by the Thrill Seekers. Woo. Get ready to enjoy.
Station, gonna catch your last train. Cause the woman I love, she done left me again. She took all my money and all my loving too. So what's a broken-hearted man like a Mia supposed to do? That woman I lost slept with my best friend. That trucker got lucky, stole her back again. What's a man to feel? Cause I'm not over you. I'm a trembling man now that we're through.
I'm riding the last train.
Whoa, so lonely, going out of my mind.
Last train coming.
I rode 500 miles to leave that woman behind. Whoa, yeah. I got peaks in front of me, got valleys down below, got trouble up ahead, and I'm feeling real low. So I went to the mountain, as far as my eyes can see. When another man's got my woman, those lonesome blues got me. I never worry, those tears now run dry. Driving down the road since you told my baby goodbye. Met a woman just the other day for the good times we had. How come this broken heart now feels so glad?
I'm riding the last train.
Oh, so lonely, going out of my mind.
Last train coming.
I rode 500 miles to leave that woman behind.
Last train.
Oh, so lonely, going out of my mind.
Last train coming.
I rode 500 miles to leave that woman behind. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
All aboard!
I'm riding the last train.
Whoa, so lonely, I'm going out of my mind.
Last train to come
in. I rode 500 miles to leave that one behind.
I'm riding the last train.
Whoa, so lonely, I'm going out of my mind.
Last train to come in.
last chain.
I got that on YouTube.
So that's riding the last chain.
We didn't even rehearse for that. That was
we didn't rehearse that. That was awesome.
That was pretty much
two months.
That right there was pretty much the first time we've ever done that, acoustically, right there.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Right, yeah.
That was great. That was it. That sounded really amazing.
Thank you.
Really, really good. I like it. I got it on YouTube.
Nice. Yeah.
Post that bitch. All right. Well, damn. Let's see. So we know where to find you. Make sure everybody, you know, you're on Instagram as well.
Yeah, we got Instagram. The Thrill Seekers Music is on it.
The Thrill Seekers Music. Okay, good. And Twitter. I know everybody hates it now because of the president, but
YouTube.
We should still have a Twitter page.
Yeah, we have our videos up on YouTube. So you
nice.
Can go visit that.
Yeah, check them out everywhere. The Thrill Seekers. They're an amazing band. Go definitely go see them at Petey's Place on July 20th. What time is your set?
I think 9:45 or something like that. Maybe
that's an odd time.
10 o'clock, maybe.
Oh. I always just do 8, 9, 10, 11. You know what I mean? 12, whatever. I just go like every band gets like a 40 minutes, except for the last band. I give them like an hour.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
I always tell people like
keep it simple.
Early, like. You know, if always, I say 10, always, they get there 10:30.
No, always get get there early.
So like, I say 9:30, like, they're there at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8:30. Yeah.
8:30. So that way you guys be there by 10.
Exactly. But okay, you're going to be there by 7. Seven. Yeah,
that
7.
Works too.
Yeah, that's when the doors open. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Heck yeah. I mean, I'm doing like, I do like hour and a half, almost 2 hour sets with some of the other.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, why wouldn't people want to show up before? I mean, like, you gotta look, if you want a full experience, especially to get your fucking money's worth, don't just go pay to see the band that you're there to see. You're also paying to see all the other bands that go along with them. So, why wouldn't you want to come to the entire show? I mean, right. I mean, I know I kind of have to be there, but I'm just kidding. I'm the one running it usually, but I always try to show up early to any of the bands when they were, you know, ask me, like, you guys send me invitations, like, come out to the shows. All I ever ask is, you know, put me on the list plus one or give me two tickets at the window or some shit. I don't give a crap. I'm an easy girl. I don't ask for much. If you want to throw on a t-shirt, cool. I will wear it. I always wear the band t-shirts. Like, you know?
We'll be giving you a whole care package.
Hell yeah.
Thrill Seeker care package.
Nice. Because, like, when I had Glitter Trash on my show, I wore their t-shirt that day. So, like, when, you know what I mean? So, like, if you ever have, when I have you on the show in the future someday, I could be wearing a Thrill Seeker, you know, Seeker t-shirt. See, that's what I'm saying. Because you got to represent the bands that are, you know, that are there, that are, you know, coming. You're like, this is
heck
big.
Yeah, it's really
and
fun.
You know, I'm really picky about who I have.
Those Seekers have surprises. We've got little surprises for audience members. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially
that's
the
awesome.
Loyal ones. So.
Right?
Yeah. They're going to get something different. You just
I love
never
it.
Know. Like,
they should usually
surprise.
Set up like a fan club and like people, you know, that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have little packages that you put together. Like, you know, like they spend $10, you know, you give them all this crap, you know, all these different things. You
awesome.
Know what I mean? Like, you just do little packages, little. I do like Artist Eyes and what's that, Patreon, where you can form your own group, your own club, and then you give them like special things, you know, as a bonus. Like if they donate so much money, they get this. If they donate so much money, they get this.
Yeah, that's a great.
You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
That's cool.
And it builds an artist page as well.
Yeah, yeah. That is cool.
I think
cool.
It's great.
I dig that too.
Yeah. Okay, so make sure you go to thrillseekersmusic.com.
ThrillSeekersBand.com.
Band.com.
Yeah, so right after that, HTTP whatever / go, ThrillSeekersBand.com.
Okay, ThrillSeekersBand.com.
And they can find us on Reverb Nation. It's basically
just type in the Thrill Seekers. I mean, you can't miss it. It's got this awesome, the freaking artwork. Who did this? This was wonderful.
I got to tell you.
Isn't that cool?
That was just the most badass fucking album cover. I swear to God.
You're going to not believe this. I had a famous photographer Glenn LaFerman. If you go to the Rainbow, if you go to the Rainbow, a lot of his artwork from Dio and all these people.
Oh, yeah.
I met him, you know, a few months before I was to release the CD a year ago, and I told him my idea. I go, I'm really into, like, okay, I knew I was going to call it Just Like Magic, but how do I get that across?
Right.
Well, basically, I had this vision in my head of, like, you know, I don't know if you've heard of Baron Samedi. If you go to New
Sounds
Orleans,
familiar, yeah,
he's like this fictional, like, caretaker of the dead, whatever.
Cool.
Anyways, you know, I had some songs about voodoo and stuff like that on the CD. So why not? I go, I'm going to have Craig be Baron, you know.
I thought that was you. Pictures. I thought that was you because it looked like your bone structure.
Yeah.
I was like, I think that's Craig.
And
I'm
it's
not
hard
sure.
for people. I shouldn't have told because that was like a big surprise. A lot of people couldn't figure it out. It was like because the makeup artist, Carrie French, she did a phenomenal job with Craig. It took hours to get that shot in it. Like
The makeup alone, Jesus.
It's so worth it, though. Like, it's so rad.
And it's just one of those things, you know, where, you know, Glenn is just amazing. And I was just sitting there just sort of screwing around, you know, like doing things. And he just grabbed, he captured.
That's awesome.
He just captured it. And I remember amazing. he's like, I think I just got the shot. You know, like everything just stopped. He's like,
and he picked it too.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Like
no, he had
it.
He's like,
great shot.
He's like, I think I just got the shot.
It's almost and like the scream, right but there. Not.
Yeah.
You know how like.
Yeah. And yeah, so we looked at it.
You did some serious shots. And I remember Glenn's going, loosen up. And I go like something like that. And I don't know, maybe picked up subconsciously. But you did one of these shots. And I go, did I see him do that? And then that's when he said that was the shot.
Yeah,
he's
a fun guy to work with.
He knows how to work.
Well, an hour has come upon us. God damn, this has been a lot of fun.
That sounds like my therapist.
Been a lot of fun. It makes me wish I had a second hour right now because we'd just keep going.
Fun.
We would just keep going because I have enough songs here to keep us going for a whole another hour. So
too.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, damn. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
I know this is
Dave Gaspar.
He's
the guitarist, songwriter. He also does vocals. We have the main vocalist, Craig Kelly.
Craig Penny.
Why did I say Kelly? Jesus Christ.
Right.
Craig Penny.
Ooh, like,
throw a penny in the air.
Hey,
pick a penny.
Pennies from heaven.
Yeah, pennies from heaven. I love it, Penny. And of course, the amazing, beautiful Sonya Harley.
Yes, yay.
It's wonderful to have you in the studio again with us. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
And who are the missing members?
So
we know who else.
Kurt Remington's are, you know, just joined recently, recent member. And of course, you said Joe Larson's been playing with us. And John Napier kind of sits in, does some harmonica and vocals too.
And then who's the drummer?
Oh, Joe Larson.
Okay. Yeah. And the bassist?
Kurt Remington.
Kurt Remington, right now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to all of the missing members. We wish you were here. You're here in spirit.
Catch our next show, Petey's.
You're here
Place.
In spirit and through the beautiful music that we've been playing.
On the 20th.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on James World Talk of the Block today.
It's been
a pleasure having
you.
Amazing music.
Pleasure to be here.
Again, I'm gonna feature you on my Jenny's World Rock on Rock Rage Radio as well.
Okay, cool.
So that way you can be on there, and then we'll set up a you know TV interview or something maybe.
Yeah.
So we can for my YouTube channel.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
That'll be great. And then, like I said, go check them out. July 20th, Petey's Place in Tarzana, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California, 91356. Don't ask me how I know that by heart.
But you do.
Probably because I have to put the addresses of every fucking venue on every damn thing that I do. So eventually it sinks in.
I'm really impressed.
I can tell you, the five-star bar downtown Los Angeles, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. The Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. We have 434 Potrero Grande Drive, Monterey Park, California, 91755. Rainbow Bar and Grill is 9015, I think. That's the only one I'm not positive on the number. I think it's 9015 or 9025. I can't remember. Anyway, Sunset Boulevard.
I think the building across the street is 9555 or something.
I don't know. It's weird. But it's over there. It's on Sunset Boulevard. If you know where the fucking Rainbow Bar and Grill is, it's find the Whiskey, find the Viper Room, find the Roxy. It's right there. It's not hard to fucking find.
It's your home away from home.
Exactly.
You know where it is.
But thank you guys for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure, as always. Can't wait to get you after this. We're going to talk and we're going to, because I have a car now. I don't have to wait for buses. I can book you on a show. I can stay over, take pictures, and do bookings with you. Rock on.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you so much to all the listeners out there and viewers
for
tuning in to James Real Talk on the Block today. If it wasn't for you fans and you listeners, we would be nothing without you. Thank you for everything that you do. And we have some upcoming concerts this Friday at Petey's Place. We have Freaky Friday. We have some amazing bands. I'm going to do a quick shout out. I have Lillian Sin. And I have Mortis the Devil's Reject. I have some great bands this Friday. I got Black Heroin Gallery, Black Terror, and let's see. Oh, Cesar Cardona goes on at 8. God damn, I should have had this out earlier. Oh, yeah, so Cesar Cardona, 8 p.m. My band Berserk that I manage, Berserk, go check out Zoo and Marlin. They play at 9 p.m. Mortis the Devil's Reject is at 10 p.m. Black Heroin Gallery is 11 p.m. Black Terror is 12 a.m. And then we have Bipolarte. We'll be playing. He's awesome. He's a one-man killing machine. I'm just kidding. He plays metal and does his little thing. Anyway, he's going to be in between the bands. And then we also have Lillian Sin. I manage her as well as Cinder. And Autumn Rose are going to be doing some like fetish burlesque and some like bloodbath and weird shit. So, yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be very interesting.
I forgot to mention another band member. What speaks yes. me? The other guitar player, Richie Vaccaro, is
there. Damn, don't forget that one. I'll get pissed.
So excited. Richie's great. He's added right. so much guitar.
Come out Saturday also, the Pacifico Cantina. We have that's a different band. 3 Street AM. Excuse me. 3 Street AM. Or 3 a.m. Street. No, 3 a.m. Street. That's what it is.
Oh, I
3
like
a.m.
That.
Streets at 8 p.m. Fallen Fury, 9 p.m. Southpaw, 10 p.m. And Let the Wolf In are fucking incredible. You got to check them out. 11 p.m. Come on out to our shows. We've got a lot of great stuff going on. But thank you for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye,
sorry,
guys.
Richie.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to L.A. Talk Radio.